Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that means we are going to deliver to you a weekly update of news, events, and issues facing South Carolina's business community. And in our studio today, Alan Cooper. Alan is founder and editor of three online business news websites here in the Palmetto State: Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, back in March, a publisher friend of mine up in Charlotte named John Gallus, he's the publisher of Charlotte Biz. It's a monthly glossy magazine. John invited me up to a summit up there called the Global Competitiveness Summit. And it brought together people from across the Carolinas just to talk about global competitiveness. Lots of great speakers, one of which was the Secretary of Commerce for North Carolina. And his name is John Skvarla, I think. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. John came out very candidly during the summit and said, South Carolina is kicking our butt.
Whoa. We don't hear that too often from especially a competing state.
Definitely a competing state, definitely on North Carolina's radar. They are noticing what we are doing in South Carolina.
Did he give some specifics on where we're doing the kicking?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to talk about, is what are we doing well in South Carolina? Let's recognize it. Another pitch to John Gallus, his lead article for June for his magazine was called South Carolina Gets It. Interviews with Bobby Hitt, with the Ports Authority, looking at what does South Carolina do? What can North Carolina do to learn from what's going on in South Carolina? So let's talk about Nikki Haley and Bobby Hitt and the team. I think, one, they're doing an excellent job of selling the state. Let's face it, this is a sales job. So what is a good sales job? In my mind, that is going out to your customer and listening, asking questions, finding out what they need to be successful, and then helping them do it. This is what seems to be consistent across South Carolina, is that Bobby Hitt and Nikki Haley are good salespeople. They're good closers. They don't just tell them all, you know, what South Carolina has to offer, but they listen, they find what's a good fit, they help these businesses be successful, and then they build on the success. I think a big part of what we're doing well is effectively selling the state.
Were there any comments regarding what South Carolina is doing in the area of innovation and entrepreneurship?
Yeah, definitely. Lots of discussion in around innovation and entrepreneurship. I think there's pockets of this going on well across the country. South Carolina is doing well. Commerce is supporting entrepreneurship and innovation, and there's a lot of innovation in manufacturing and advanced manufacturing. The other thing that definitely came up was the port. No doubt about it. The proximity to the port for these export-driven companies that are locating here was a huge part of what they were talking about. The inland port that's been built in Greer. Overnight rail traffic for BMW directly to the port. So a port which is already great is getting greater with the amount of investment they're doing, the deepening of the harbor, opening up of new terminals. The port is definitely a huge, huge asset to the state and becoming even bigger.
So do we need to be concerned about this wake-up call that's been issued to the state of North Carolina?
I think one of the things that everybody needs to realize is that there is an element, I think, in the salesmanship of how can you help make a business be successful in your state. So you have to have low corporate tax rates, and you have to have low tax rates on manufactured goods and purchasing of manufacturing equipment. We all get that. What I think South Carolina has been aggressive at is coming up with incentives that if a business locates here and delivers on what it says in terms of job creation, that it will receive favorable tax treatment in the future. And I think we've been more aggressive on that. And then that goes to not just Governor Haley and Bobby Hitt, but to the entire legislative process. It has to be supported by government in order to put these incentives in place. I don't think that North Carolina has been able to get that done.
Well, Alan, summer's feeling like it's over because the kids are back in school now. How's that event calendar looking for our business community?
One thing that came up on my radar was a cool event in Greenville called RestFest. It's a software conference that's going to be taking place in the middle of September. A couple of other things, the Rotary Group of St. Andrews of Columbia host every year what's called the Dam Run. You start on the Lexington side of the dam and run to the beautiful Saluda Shoals Park. It's on September 19th. Also, the Chamber Gala here in Columbia with Nikki Haley as the Ambassador of the Year. The Chamber Gala is on September 24th.
Alan, great information as usual. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. We will have links to all three posted at our webpage so you can learn more, including about the events that he mentioned. And our address is etvradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.